अहम् भक्तपराधीनो ह्यस्वन्तन्त्र इवाद्विजा साधुवीरग्रस्तहृदयो भक्तायर्भक्तजनाप्रियः. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said to the Brahman, I am completely under the control of my devotees. Indeed, I am not at all independent. Because my devotees are completely devoid of material desires, I sit only within the cores of their hearts. What to speak of my devotee? Even those who are devotees of my devotee are very dear to me. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. All the great stalwart personalities in the universe, including Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, are fully under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead is fully under the control of His devotee. Why is this? Because the devotee is anyabilasita sunya. In other words, he has no material desires in his heart. His only desire is to think always of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and how to serve Him best. Because of this transcendental qualification, the Supreme Lord is extremely favorable to the devotees. Indeed, not only the devotees, but also the devotees of the devotees. Srila Narottam Das Thakur says, Chadiya Vaishnava Seva Nistara Paiche Kebha. Without being a devotee, one cannot be released from material entanglement. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu identified himself as Gopi Bharatu Pada Kamalayor Dasa 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 Anudas. Thus he instructed us to become not directly servants of Krishna. But servants of the servant of Krishna. Devotees like Brahma, Narada, Vyas, and Shukadeva Goswami are directly servants of Krishna. And one who becomes a servant of Narada, Vyas, Shukadeva, like the six Goswamis, is still more devoted. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur therefore says, Yasya prasadad bhagavat prasada. If one sincerely serves the spiritual master, Krishna certainly becomes favorable to such a devotee.
विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकूर म्हणतात की जर तुम्ही गुरुची सेवा केली तर श्रीकृष्ण निश्चितच तुमच्या प्रति अनुकूल होतात.
Following the instructions of a devotee is more valuable than following instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly.
म्हणून प्रत्यक्ष भगवंताच्या उपदेशांचं पालन करण्यापेक्षा भगवंताच्या भक्तांच्या उपदेशांचं पालन करणं हे जास्त महत्वाचं आहे.
ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनाशलाकाया चक्र. From Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto
9.
It is the story of a great devotee named Maharaj Ambarish. This story reveals the inner truth of all the scriptures. What is the perfection of life and how to achieve it? One who carefully hears and understands this narration by Srila Shukadeva Goswami will certainly transcend all of the miseries of this material existence and attain the eternal loving service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this story we find how material position or qualifications are not at all qualifications for pleasing the Supreme Lord. The only qualification is humility and devotion. Ambarish Maharaj was a king, but he never considered himself to be a great king. Because a devotee understands that there's only one position that we can ever have. And that is to be the humble servant of the servant of the servant of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. And we may express that desire to serve in various ways while living in this world. Just like for various occasions we put on various dresses. Similarly, according to the Lord's desire, a devotee is willing to accept any role. If Krishna wants us to be a sweeper of the street, we will put on the robe of a sweeper of the street and be satisfied. If Krishna wants us to be the king of the entire world, in the same mood, we will engage in that service for the pleasure of the Lord and His devotees. Ambarish Maharaj was a householder. He had wife and children. And he performed all his duties as a husband, as a politician, very carefully. But the center of his palace was the temple of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Sri Lakshmi Narayan, or Radha and Krishna.
त्यांच्या राजमहालाच्या केंद्रस्थानी एक मंदिर होतं श्री श्री लक्ष्मी नारायण किंवा श्री श्री राधाकृष्ण यांचं.
And he personally did the most menial services for the pleasure of the Lord. Tonight we are having a nice festival to inaugurate this nice house of our dear devotee Prahlad Ananda Prabhu and his family. The name of the house is Hare Krishna Bhavan.
आज आपले अतिशय चांगले प्रिय भक्त श्री प्रहलाद प्रभू आणि त्यांचा परिवार यांनी एक सुंदर घर बांधलंय. त्याचं नाव हरे कृष्ण भवन आहे. त्या घराची आज वास्तू शांत आहे.
And when you first come into this nice house, the first thing you see is a very nice temple of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda Prabhu.
या घरात तुम्ही प्रवेश करताच तुम्हाला दिसत की अतिशय एक सुंदर मंदिर आहे श्री नित्यानंद प्रभू व श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभू यांचं.
And the purpose of this house is to raise the entire family to be devotees of Lord Krishna.
या घराचं एकमात्र उद्दिष्ट हे आहे की सर्व परिवाराने भगवंताचं भक्त व्हावं.
Whatever space is in the house, it is filled up with so many Vaishnavas who have come to chant and dance and take prasad.
Ya gramare ikki jaga ahe ki sarva vaishnavani bhurun javi je ya tikani bhagavan namacha kirtan gayan nitya karti.
This is exemplary.
He atishya chanla ahe.
This is what grihastha ashram means.
Yala grihastha ashram mhanta.
To make your house a place to serve the Vaishnavas.
आपलं घर म्हणजे एक अशी जागा असावी ज्या ठिकाणी आपण वैष्णवांची सेवा करू शकतो.
Whether we live in a tiny little hut, a nice house, or in a palace like Maharaj Ambarish, the principle is Krishna should be the center. We should never call it our own home, but we should utilize it always in the service of God and His devotees.
आपण एका झोपडीमध्ये राहू किंवा अशा एका छान घरामध्ये राहू किंवा महाराज अंबरीशाप्रमाणे आपण एका अतिशय मोठ्या महालामध्ये राहू तरी पण आपण ज्या ठिकाणी राहतो त्या ठिकाणी आपण केवळ स्वतःला कृष्णाचे दास म्हणून सेवा केली पाहिजे.
Then we can actually be happy in our home.
मग आपण आपल्या घरी राहून खऱ्या अर्थाने सुखी होऊ शकतो.
Otherwise, whether you're living in a hut or a big house or a palace, it is too much anxiety.
तुम्ही एका झोपडीमध्ये राहा किंवा एका मोठ्या घरात राहा किंवा एका महालामध्ये राहा तुम्ही सतत चिंताग्रस्त व्हाल.
We have seen in our travels throughout the world that the standard of living as far as finances does not increase or decrease the amount of happiness within our homes.
आम्ही जगभर प्रवास केला आणि आमच्या दृष्टिकोन असा आलाय की जे तुमचं राहणीमान आहे त्याचा तुमच्या मानसिक सुखाबरोबर काही संबंध नसतो.
इट गिव्स एन आर्टिफिशियल सेन्स दॅट वी आर हॅपियर बिकॉज वी हॅव मोर कम्फर्ट्स.
तुम्हाला कृत्रिमरित्या असं वाटतं की माझ्याकडे भरपूर सुखसोयीची साधनं आहेत म्हणून मी सुखी आहे.
बट लुक एट दीज डिवोटीज लाईक रघुपाती और गोविंदा और कृष्णानंद और श्यामानंद प्रभू.
परंतु या ठिकाणी रघुपती प्रभू गोविंद प्रभू कृष्णा प्रभू यांच्याकडे म्हणताय त्यांच्याकडे पाहा तुम्ही.
The mailman does not change the message. You are postman.
जो संदेश वाहक असतो तो कधी आपल्या संदेशामध्ये कधी फेरबदल करत नाही असं महाराजांचं म्हणणं आहे.
Translate the translation for me. Okay. So these devotees, how do they live? Very simple. They have no room. They do not have their own room.
They share a floor with 75 other people. And at 4 o'clock every morning, someone says, get off the floor. It's Krishna's floor. And they get up and they stand in line to use the toilet and the bath. And they're not even allowed to keep their belongings inside. They have one little box in a hallway where they have to keep whatever they own. And they don't have beautiful wives to cook nice preparations for them. And greet them with smiling faces when they come home after a hard day's work. After a hard day's work of preaching, they come back and they're told, someone has to clean the temple. Someone has to help cooking for this offering. So what is their standard of living? Very simple. But see how happy they are. See how Shyamananda Prabhu is the very embodiment of blissfulness. Because they have Krishna. They are happy with Krishna. And similarly, Grihastha, whatever his standard of living may be, or her standard of living, if they have Krishna, they can be happy. But without Krishna consciousness, even within the family, everyone is fighting over everything. So much complaining, so much dissatisfaction. It is frustrating. Grihamedi life is a frustrating existence. But Ambarish Maharaj, although he was in the role of such a wealthy king, he always accepted himself as the humble servant of the servant. Ready and willing to do anything to please the Vaishnavas. Duravas Muni was a great renunciate. He was also a mystic. He had so many powers. Ambarish Maharaj had no powers. Duravas Muni, although he was a great renunciate with so many powers, he didn't consider himself the servant of the Lord, but rather he was very proud. And he came to Ambarish's house. At that time, Ambarish had fasted, Ekadasi fast, for one full year. Because whatever the king does, the whole kingdom receives the benefits. So, Ambarish was invited for prasad, but he said, let me first take bath in Jamuna. Ambarish Maharaj was waiting, but Duravas Muni went into a state of samadhi. And time was passing so much. And meanwhile, it was the scheduled time, Dwadasi Parana, when you're supposed to break the Ekadasi fast, otherwise it is invalidated. Great devotees of the Lord never do anything independently, but they always receive blessings of senior devotees. So he received the blessings of the Vaishnavas and Brahmins that he should take one drop of Charanamrit to break the fast. As soon as he drank that drop of Charanamrit, Durvas Muni, who had the mystic power to understand what everybody is doing, he immediately came out of his samadhi. And he felt that he had been offended. And he came to Ambarish and started chastising him very severely. You call yourself a devotee, you are a nonsense, you cannot control your senses, you cannot even properly honor a guest. For this you must die. So he took one hair from his head. And he chanted a mantra and threw that hair on the ground. And from that hair came a big, big, big asura made out of fire. This demon had the power to devour the entire world within seconds. In roaring and terrible anger, he attacked Ambarish Maharaj. But Ambarish Maharaj did not run away. He went like this. With folded palms, he began to meditate on Krishna. He was completely peaceful and fearless. Not even the slightest trace of anxiety in his mind. Because he had faith. Faith that not a blade of grass can move without the will and sanction of God. Guru, mam evaishasi satyam te prati jani priyoshime. Krishna says in Gita, if you always think of me, become my devotee, worship me and offer your homage unto me, you will come to me without fail. This is my promise. Ambarish had faith in the promise of the Lord, that I am thinking of Krishna, I am taking shelter of his holy name. If this demon kills me, very nice, I will go wherever Krishna wants me. This body does not belong to me. This body belongs to Krishna. Everything belongs to Krishna. If Krishna wants this body to be destroyed, let it die. And whatever body Krishna wants me to go, I am willing and ready to serve him in that. So why should I be afraid? Bhaktivinoda Thakur prayed in this way also. my Lord, if you want to kill me, please kill me. If you want to protect me, you may also protect me. And wherever you want me to take birth, I don't mind, as long as I can be the servant of your devotees. I will never accept the birth of Lord Brahma, the king of the universe, if I am not the servant of your devotees. But I will gladly accept the birth of an insignificant insect like an ant if it is in the house of your devotee. So Ambarish Maharaj prayed, as you like, Krishna. Whatever is your desire, that is my desire. Because he meditated on Krishna and chanted his name with such humility and devotion, Krishna within his heart heard him. Kaunteya prati janehi name bhakta pranashyati. Krishna then sent his Sudarshan Chakra to destroy the demon. After destroying the demon, the Sudarshan Chakra attacked Durvas Muni. And although he was such a great mystic that the whole world trembled in fear when he raised his eyebrows in wrath, he also had many followers. Generally, when he traveled with 60,000 disciples. And they were also trained to be great mystics. But when the Sudarshan Chakra came to Durvas Muni, he did not fold his hands and pray, Krishna, do whatever you like. He ran away. And when he saw that he couldn't run fast enough, he began to fly. He had such powers, he can fly from one planet to another. Just see how advanced he was in science and technology. We want to go from Belgaum to Bombay. And we go Vayudut Airlines. And usually it's always late coming and late going. So much inconvenience. And then when you're in the air, any wind that comes, you start getting sick. And they warn you that in case the oxygen stops, masks will come from the ceiling and put it on your face or you will die. And fasten your safety belts, because if in case we have to stop, you will crash your heads. And if we land in the water, there are safety cushions, life rafts that you should be in the ocean, all in the ocean floating around on this little rubber mat. And there's a whistle you blow to call for help. This is what they tell you. And you're paying your hard-earned money for them to tell you all these things. And when planes crash, when do have people go on their life rafts or blow their whistles? And if you take the big jumbo jets to Europe or America, so much trouble, everyone's sick. But Durvas Muni, simply through mantras, could fly not only to any place in this planet, but even to other planets. He went to the planet of Indra. Please save me. Indra said, this is Vishnu's chakra, I will not get involved in this. He went to Brahma Loka. Please, rescue me. Brahma said, I will not get involved in Vishnu, helping you from Vishnu's chakra. He went to Shiva Loka. Please, protect me. Durvas Muni was a devotee of Shiva. Shiva said, this is Narayan's weapon. Only Narayan can protect you. He went to Vaikuntha. He fell at the feet of the Lord and prayed, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the God of all gods. I am taking shelter of you. Please protect me. And Lord Narayan replied, I cannot protect you. Only Ambarish Maharaj can protect you. Because I am under the control of my devotees. Those devotees whose hearts know nothing but me, my heart knows nothing but them. Those devotees who have forsaken all the pleasures of the world for my sake, I have forsaken everything for their sake. In fact, my devotees are so dear to me that anyone who becomes the servant of such a devotee is most dear to me. And here in these verses, the very essence of transcendental knowledge is being revealed. Krishna gives so many wonderful instructions in Bhagavad Gita. But he also explains how to follow those instructions. Tadvidi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninastatu darshanaha. You must understand the truth. Gita represents truth. By hearing from the great devotee of the Lord, Gurudev, and by serving the lotus feet of Gurudev. The spiritual master never declares to be a great person. The spiritual master declares Krishna to be a great person. Our own spiritual master, Om Vishnupad Paramhansa, Sri Srimad A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. At one time, devotees wanted to name this movement after him. The Prabhupada mission. But Srila Prabhupada was so much against this. He wanted it the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. The Hare Krishna movement. He wanted this whole movement to bring everyone's attention to Krishna. He considered himself the humble servant of Krishna. This is part of life, trying to preach in Belgaum. Belgaum is a very nice place. Very wonderful devotees. Very simple lifestyle. And one thing I'm not worried about in Belgaum, that devotees will become proud of their technological expertise. So, Srila Prabhupada, he brought all attention to Krishna. He considered himself to be the servant of his spiritual master, and that was all. But because he gave up everything of this world to glorify Krishna, he became the very heart and soul of Krishna. And anyone who becomes a servant of Prabhupada becomes most dear to Krishna. And anyone who becomes the servant of the servant of Srila Prabhupada becomes even more dear to Krishna. And anyone who becomes the servant of 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 Srila Prabhupada becomes so very dear to Krishna. And this is the essence of all knowledge. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prayed in this way. Gopi Bharatu Padakamalayora Dasa Dasanudas. That we should aspire only for this position of being the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord's devotees. Today, I gave Shyamananda Prabhu one medical capsule. It was vitamin B complex capsule. But before giving it to him, I opened it up and poured all the powder out. But he didn't know I did like this. I did it in a secret place. And I gave him the capsule and said, Shyamananda Prabhu, Prabhu, he is defeating me in front of everyone. This is very nice. That, you see this capsule? This is like chanting the holy name without the mood of being the servant of the servant of the servant. It looks just like the real capsule. And he was looking at me like, what are you talking about? And I said, please open the capsule. And he opened it. And there was no one home. Nothing inside. Then he understood that when the Mayavadis who do not have a proper service attitude, or devotees who are not willing to serve other Vaishnavas, when they chant the holy name, it sounds just like this holy name. But because they are not chanting in a proper mood of servants, the benefits will not be there. So Srila Prabhupada, because of his great devotion to the Lord, he has demonstrated to the whole world what is real Krishna consciousness. And our aspiration is always to be the servants of the servants of his servants, and to chant the holy names in that mood. And herein Krishna confirms that if we follow this principle, we will become most dear to Krishna. And he will protect us from all dangers. And what is the greatest danger that we have? We are not afraid of physical death or disease. We are very much afraid of forgetting Krishna and forgetting our service to his devotees. One of my god sisters, she came to India some years back. She was a very enthusiastic devotee. No matter what her position was, she was always blissful just serving Krishna and the devotees. Years ago, when she lived at New Vrindavan, she was asked to run an entire temple by herself. She was a lady. She had to do all the cooking, all the cleaning, and all the deity worship. But to cook, it wasn't just turning a dial of a gas stove. She had to cook on wood. That means she had to take an axe. And she had to go out into the forest and cut down trees with her own hands. And she was brought up in a city. She didn't know these things. But she learned. And then she would take those trees when they were cut down and cut them into small pieces and carry them to the kitchen and start a fire. She cooked 6 offerings every day. She offered all 6 aartis every day. And this is in a place where in the winter it is freezing cold with this much snow. In this way she worshipped Lord Jagannath deities. Big deities, this big. And those deities were so effulgent and so happy. Their smile would capture anyone's heart. And she was always blissful, chanting the holy names and dancing in kirtan, and never ever complained to anyone. just to bring, to get water, she had to carry so many buckets from a well, all alone. And anything you asked her to do extra, she would do. I was at that time the pujari of the brahmachari ashram. A letter to her, asking her if she could make a new dress for the deities of Radha Vrindavanath. Now most people would say, I am so busy. How can you be asking me like this? She gave up sleeping for about 2 weeks, and on before the festival, a beautiful dress, all bejeweled, was sent up to the deities. To be the servant of the servant of the Vaishnavas was her life and soul. She was willing to live and willing to die for that principle. Later on, she went out, she was asked to go out and be a preacher. And whoever she met would become ecstatic and take to Krishna consciousness. At that time, I was also traveling and preaching. And whenever a young lady started taking interest in Krishna consciousness, I would send that lady to my god sister. Her name was Hladini, and that person would just become so happy to be Krishna conscious. After some years, she went to Africa. And there she was preaching. She would send me letters. Sometimes she would have malaria. Sometimes Africa is a very diseased place. She would go to the little villages and get everyone to chant the holy names. And she would write to me that I do not want to live in this body for any reason but serving the devotees. My prayer is that I can die serving the devotees. So at one time she was sent to Liberia. And there was a revolution. And these dacoits took over the government. And the leader of the dacoits was a crazy madman. And somehow or other, one devotee wrote him a letter and told him he was in Maya. So he came to the temple in the middle of the night with other dacoits. And just I think it was just a few days before this, she sent me a letter. And she said, here in Liberia, every day hundreds of people are being killed in the streets. She said, there is a good possibility I will also be killed. She said, I don't mind being killed. I'm not at all afraid of dying. I'm only afraid of disrespecting or offending a devotee. That is the only fear I have. Dying in the service of Vaishnavas is a great honor. I still have that letter. So that night, this dacoit decided to kill all the devotees with his gang. And she preached to him. And he said, I will kill everybody, but I will not kill the ladies. He said, there were two ladies and about 10 men. He said, ladies, stand aside. I will not harm you. He started shooting. Ladini couldn't bear seeing devotees being hurt like this. She ran up to him and she held the gun. She held the hand that he had with gun and was saying, please do not hurt devotees. He said, get away or I will kill you. She said, I want to die rather than standing here watching devotees die. She started chanting Hare Krishna and he shot her. So you may think, why did Krishna not protect her? She went back to Godhead serving the Vaishnavas. And yet we're still in this crazy world. Devotees are not afraid of death. They know if they're thinking of Krishna and serving the Vaishnavas, Krishna will take care of them. And they will certainly go back home, back to Godhead. This is a living example of how devotees are simply attached to being the servant of the servant of the Vaishnavas. So, Ambarish Maharaj, I'm sorry, Durvas Muni heard from the Lord that such devotees are his very life and soul, and the only way Durvas Muni can be forgiven is if he falls at the feet of Ambarish Maharaj and gets his blessings. So, Durvas Muni came back to Madhuban in Braja, and there he fell at the feet of Ambarish Maharaj. And Ambarish Maharaj greeted him as a special guest and said, please take prasad, you are very late. And Durvas Muni was saying, you are such a great devotee, I am nothing compared to you. What is the use of all my mystic powers and all of my renunciation? Because of your love of God, you have the greatest power and the greatest wealth. And in this way, Shukadev Goswami revealed to the world the supreme glory of being the servant of the servant of the Lord. This is the real substance of life. Bhakti is a blissful process. Chanting, dancing, and feasting. But to the degree we are really the servants of the Lord's devotees, to that degree we can actually experience the bliss of chanting, dancing, and feasting. It is the most wonderful gift of the Lord when we have the chance to be with his devotees and serve them. And one of the most wonderful ways of serving the devotees is to inspire them to participate in taking shelter of Krishna's holy name.
ते याला प्रवृत्त करणं ही भक्तांची अतिशय मोठी सेवा होय.
Because Krishna has revealed the highest truths and has revealed the means by which we can realize those truths through his name.
कारण श्री कृष्णाने जे परम सत्य आहे ते उघड झालेलं आहे व ते हरिनामाद्वारे कसं तुम्हाला आत्मसात करता येईल हे पण उघड झालेलं आहे.
Simply by sincerely taking the name of Krishna and serving the Vaishnavas, we can, in this very life, become perfect devotees of the Lord. In this age of Kali Yuga, which is an ocean of faults, there is one benediction. That simply by chanting the holy names of the Lord, as Lord Chaitanya has instructed, we can achieve the perfection of liberation.